आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस। दिल्ली पुलिस लॉजिस एफआईआर अगेंस्ट कांग्रेस लीडर राहुल गांधी फॉर इंजरिंग टू बीजेपी एमपीज। लोकसभा स्पीकर ओम बिरला बार्स प्रोटेस्ट्स एट एनी ऑफ द गेट्स इन पार्लियामेंट हाउस। Registration begins for 8th edition of Pariksha Pe Charcha to be held next month. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman to hold pre-budget consultations with finance ministers of various states in Jaisalmer today. New Delhi to host 2025 Para Athletics World Championships and World Para Athletics Grand Prix. In cricket, Indian women crushed the West Indies by 60 runs in third and final T20 International to clinch the series 2-1. The Delhi police has filed an FIR against Congress leader Rahul Gandhi on BJP's complaint. Delhi police in a statement said it has only removed section 109 of Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita and all other sections are the same as given in the complaint. BJP MPs Anurag Singh Thakur along with fellow MPs Basuri Swaraj and Hemang Joshi had lodged a complaint against Lok Sabha Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi at the Parliament Street Police Station yesterday under Sections 109 Attempt to Murder, 115 Voluntarily Causing Grievous Hurt, 117, 125, 131 and 351 for injuring BJP MPs by pushing them. BJP has filed a complaint with the Delhi police against senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for assault and incitement after two party MPs got injured during a peaceful protest by NDA MPs in Parliament House complex yesterday. Talking to media, senior BJP leader Anurag Singh Thakur said in their complaint at Parliament Street Police Station, the party has mentioned in detail the incident.
हमने श्रीमान राहुल गांधी जी के खिलाफ दिल्ली पुलिस में शिकायत दर्ज कराई है, उनके द्वारा शारीरिक हमला और उकसाने के लिए। और जो हमने कंप्लेंट दर्ज कराई उसमें हमने विस्तार में बताया है कि जो घटनाक्रम सुबह हुआ पार्लियामेंट के मकर द्वार के बाहर, जहां एनडीए के सांसद शांतिपूर्वक तरीके से कांग्रेस से माफी की मांग कर रहे थे, उसी समय श्रीमान राहुल गांधी जी अपने कुछ इंडी अलायंस गठबंधन के सांसदों के साथ उस और पूछ करते हैं, और जब सिक्योरिटी फोर्सेस के लोग उनको कहते हैं ये रास्ता है जहां से आप पार्लियामेंट के अंदर जा सकते हैं, तो जिस तरह का राहुल गांधी जी का रवैया था उन्होंने गुस्सा प्रकट किया।
Addressing a press conference at party headquarters, senior party leader and Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan accused Mr. Gandhi of misbehaving with NDA MPs in the Parliament House complex.
जो कुछ संसद में हुआ उसकी कल्पना भी नहीं की जा सकती। असालीन, अशोभनीय, उदंड और गुंडागर्दी से भरा व्यवहार जिसकी सभ्य समाज कल्पना नहीं कर सकता। सांसद या किसी दल के सांसदों को यह अधिकार है कि वो किसी बात पर विरोध प्रकटीकरण करें। कांग्रेस भी कई दिनों से विरोध प्रकट कर रही थी। मकर द्वार पर उनके सांसद इकट्ठा होते थे, तब हम लोगों को भी जाना होता था तो हम तो या तो द्वार ही बदल लेते थे कि शार्दुल गेट से चले जाओ, या पास में जो स्पेस होता था उसमें से चुपचाप निकल के अंदर चले जाते।
The minister said BJP MP Prateep Sarangi was seriously injured and admitted to the hospital, and another MP Mukesh Rajput was also injured. He said tribal MP Fang Nong Konyak was treated inappropriately by Rahul Gandhi and she has complained about it to the chairman of the Rajya Sabha. Meanwhile, a delegation of Congress MPs also reached the police station and filed a counter-complaint in the matter. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has issued strict instructions that no political party, member of parliament or group of MPs will hold any dharna and demonstration at any building gates of the Parliament House. The instruction has come in the wake of the incident in the parliament precincts yesterday as Congress and BJP MPs shoved each other at the gate during protests which led to injury and hospitalization of two MPs. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will hold pre-budget consultations with finance ministers of various states in Jaisalmer today, ahead of the presentation of the Union Budget. The Union Budget for the fiscal year 2025-26 is expected to be presented in Parliament on February 1, 2025. This will mark Finance Minister Sitharaman's 8th consecutive budget presentation. According to a government official, states will have a key role in the discussions, advocating for policies that promote innovation, investment and job creation. The meeting will be a platform to discuss necessary measures to improve economic stability and encourage sustainable growth. The official also highlighted the significance of this year's budget consultations, especially in light of the recent state election results. Tomorrow, Ms. Sita Raman will chair the 55th meeting of the GST Council in Jaisalmer, Rajasthan. We spoke to Jaisalmer SP Sudhir Chaudhary about security arrangements for the two high-profile meetings in the city.
दो दिवसीय कार्यक्रम है जिसमें प्री बजट कंसल्टेशन और जीएसटी समिट है. इसमें माननीय वित्त मंत्री महोदया और कई राज्यों से मुख्यमंत्री और वित्त मंत्री आ रहे हैं. इसके संदर्भ में पुलिस प्रशासन द्वारा माकूल व्यवस्था की गई है. सभी जो डिग्निटरीज हैं उनकी सिक्योरिटी रेटिंग के हिसाब से सिक्योरिटी उनको दी गई है. पूरे वेन्यू है और जिले के अंदर भी जो व्यवस्थाएं हमको करनी है सिक्योरिटी प्रोटोकॉल के तहत उसमें की गई है. और जो यातायात और रूट है उस पर भी विशेष व्यवस्था हमने की है.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi attended Christmas celebrations at the residence of Union Minister George Kurian in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Modi interacted with eminent members of the Christian community on the occasion. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The 8th edition of Pariksha Pe Charcha will be held next month. Registration for this Prime Minister Narendra Modi's unique interactive program has already started and will remain open until the 14th of January on the MyGov portal. This program has conceptualized to reduce examination stress and encourage students, teachers and parents to celebrate life as an utsav. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Pariksha Pe Charcha gives him an opportunity to interact with students, teachers and parents together.
Pariksha Pe Charcha ek aisa karyakram hai jiska main hamesha intezar karta hu. Isse mujhe students ke sath baatcheet karne ka mauka milta hai aur main unke pariksha sambandhi tanav ko kam karne ka bhi prayas karta hu.
In a statement, Ministry of Education said a quiz competition in MCQ format has been developed for the students of classes 6 to 12, teachers and parents. During the registration process, students can submit questions of their choice that they would like to ask the Prime Minister. The questions may be related to dealing with examination stress, career, future aspirations or about life in general. Delhi University will introduce a one-year postgraduate course from 2026 in line with the National Education Policy. The draft proposal will be discussed at the Academic Council meeting scheduled for December 27th. Delhi University has already implemented a four-year undergraduate program with the third semester currently underway. Under this framework, students exiting after the first year receive a certificate, those leaving after the second year are awarded a diploma, and those completing 3 years obtain a degree. Delhi government has announced a complete ban on all types of firecrackers in the national capital throughout the year, starting from January 1, 2025. According to a government order issued in this regard, the sale, storage and use of firecrackers will be completely banned. During a hearing in Supreme Court yesterday, Delhi government informed the apex court about the complete ban on firecrackers amid the increasing air pollution in the city. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will be on a three-day official visit to Mauritius beginning today. The visit marks the first high-level bilateral engagement between India and Mauritius after the formation of the new government in Mauritius led by Prime Minister Navin Chandra Ramgoolam. The visit is a continuation of the regular high-level exchanges between the two countries and reflects the priority India attaches to its relations with Mauritius under its Vision Sagar, Africa Forward Policy and Commitment to Global South. Russian President Vladimir Putin has stated that he is ready to compromise over Ukraine in possible talks with US President-elect Donald Trump to end the war. Talking to media persons, President Putin stated he has no conditions for talks with Ukrainian authorities and is ready to negotiate with anyone, including President Volodymyr Zelensky. However, Russian President emphasized that any deal must be signed by Ukraine's legitimate authorities, which the Kremlin currently recognizes as the Ukrainian Parliament. In sports, New Delhi will host World Para-Athletics Championships and World Para-Athletics Grand Prix for the first time in 2025. A report.
This will be the first time the World Para-Athletics Championships are held in India, and New Delhi 2025 will mark the 12th edition of the event. The competition will take place from September 26 to October 5. In addition, the Indian capital will also hold a World Para-Athletics Grand Prix for the first time next year. It is scheduled to take place from March 11 to 13, also at Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium. In other sports news, in women's T20I cricket, hosts India defeated the West Indies by 60 runs in the third and final match to clinch the series 2-1 at the D.Y. Patil Stadium in Navi Mumbai last night. Put into bat first, India posted their highest ever total in T20Is, scoring 217 for 4 in 20 overs. Smriti Mandhana top scored with 77 runs off 47 balls, while Richa Ghosh provided a quick fire 54 runs just off 21 balls. Ghosh also equaled the world record for the fastest 50 in women's T20Is, reaching 50 in just 18 balls. In reply, the visitors could only manage 157 for 9 in 20 overs. Ghosh was adjudged player of the match for her brilliant 50, while Mandhana was named player of the series for her 3 half centuries and an aggregate of 193 runs. India will next face the West Indies in a 3-match ODI series scheduled for the 22nd, 24th and 27th of this month. In more cricket news, veteran Indian pacer Mohammad Shami will be rested for Bengal's Vijay Hazare Trophy opener against Delhi in Hyderabad tomorrow. The Cricket Association of Bengal announced the decision yesterday. Manik Sharma, Akashvani News, Delhi.
India Meteorological Department has forecast cold wave to severe cold wave conditions over Himachal Pradesh, West Rajasthan, Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Punjab, Haryana and Chandigarh today. Cold wave conditions in these regions will continue for the next 2 days. The movement of several trains has been affected as fog has engulfed the northern region of the country, causing low visibility. According to Indian Railways, as many as 14 Delhi-bound trains are running late. These include the Kaifiyat Express, Sampark Kranti Express, Gondwana Express, Telangana Express, Shiv Ganga Express and Padmavat Express. Passengers have been advised to check the latest status of the trains before arriving at the station to board them. The air quality in the national capital, Delhi, continues to be in the severe category with an average air quality index AQI of 434 as of 7 this morning. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the AQI at Delhi's Bhavana was recorded at 465, Anand Vihar at 456, R.K. Puram at 453, Punjabi Bagh at 449, Shadipur at 436, Alipur at 423 and Sri Aurobindo Marg recorded an AQI of 418. The India Meteorological Department has forecast that Delhi and the surrounding NCR are likely to experience smog and dense to shallow fog during the night and morning hours over the next 2 days. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Sarabjit Kaur.
Thank you, Pramod. Hindustan Times, in its front page report, says Rajya Sabha Deputy Chairman Harivansh dismisses opposition's no-confidence motion against Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar. In another front page report, the paper says top militant among 5 terrorists killed in JNK. The Times of India reports that longest serving Hizbul terrorist killed in JNK. Lead story in Hindu Business Line says new bill proposes jail term and stiff fine for unregulated lending. Paper also informs harassment of any person by unregulated lenders, including those giving loans through digital means, will also be similarly punishable. Financial Express writes, unregulated lenders could face up to 10 years in prison. The Asian Age report on the complete ban of firecrackers throughout the year by Delhi government. Supreme Court asks Uttar Pradesh and Haryana governments to follow suit. Indian Express writes, popular drugs for weight loss endorsed by WHO scientists. And finally, Tesla will roll out its driverless cars in Texas on the roads early next year, informs the Tribune. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Sarabjit. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Delhi police lodges FIR against Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for injuring 2 BJP MPs. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla bars protests at any of the gates in Parliament House. Registration begins for 8th edition of Pariksha Pe Charcha to be held next month. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman to hold pre-budget consultations with finance ministers of various states in Jaisalmer today. New Delhi to host 2025 Para-Athletics World Championships and World Para-Athletics Grand Prix. And in cricket, Indian women crush West Indies by 60 runs in the third and final T20 International to clinch the series 2-1. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.